By 1990, only 13% of Utahns lived in rural areas. The number of farms declined to 13,200. The average farm size fell to 856 acres. There were 11.3 million acres of farmland in Utah. Cattle and milk were once again the most important of Utah's agricultural products in this decade. Other important livestock products were poultry and eggs, along with an important increase in pork products. Hay and wheat continued to be the state's most valuable crops. Vegetables, particularly Spanish onions, as well as fruits such as apples and cherries, also remained very important. By the late 1990s, many Utah farmers began to realize that the growing population of the state was bringing a market for their products to their doorsteps. The 1990s again saw farmers searching, in the great tradition of Utah agriculture, for new commercial products. Some farmers began to experiment with ostrich and llama ranching, while others tried fish farming. The year 2000 ended a century of change and challenge for Utah farmers. It was clear, however, that the new millennium was only going to bring more of the same. After exploring 100 years of Utah agriculture, consider, what happened to Utah agriculture after statehood? What impact did changes in agriculture have on the people of Utah? What effect did changes in Utah's agriculture have on our rural communities, our economy, our land and water use, and our values?